Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of Frank About Health. It is another show by myself. Well, basically, not completely by choice, but we are all coming back from a very hot, long summer. We are all coming back from a worldwide pandemic in terms of opening up, no more mask mandates, getting our booster vaccines, and just living a newer future, which is what I'm striving to do on every episode of Frank About Health. So today I want to talk just about that, mental health awareness. And Phyllis is not here to join me this week, but she will be back next week. She's taking care of some other business. But this is a good overview of Mental Health Awareness Month, as well as Suicide Prevention Week, where we are now, the first week of September. A lot of students have gone back to school today and in other states over the last week. But we are now looking at what are we going to do in this new normal that is developing slowly and for sure. Well, before I do that, let me issue my usual disclaimer, and that is any of the topics discussed today are not the thoughts and ideas of talkradio.nyc or Talking Alternative Broadcasting, nor are they the direct impact of the thoughts of Frank About Health, other than the content that is provided to you during this episode that may resonate based on your own personal circumstances, but they're not meant to dissuade you from continuing your ongoing quality of life care management with your primary care physician, your pharmacist, your specialized care for any treatments you might be going through. We're just here to offer food for thought. And for the listeners out there, I understand YouTube is now broadcasting this episode. So any of you watching on our YouTube channel that have any questions, by all means, just plug them along and I will try to answer them live on air. If you have questions after the show, you can email me directly at frankrharrison1@gmail.com, and I will definitely get back to you in hours or within 24 hours. So basically, let me explain to you the main aspects of mental health that have been discussed on Frank About Health. You may recall I've had guests come on talking about narcissism, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, burnout, depression, as well as the other physical ailments that we've all had to go through in one way, shape, or form. But there's always a mental health component, not just for the patient, but for those that are living with the patient, the family, the caregivers, the friends, the colleagues, any of the individuals out there that become impacted by one's own physical and mental health issues that continue to be maintained and continue to strive in order to live your best life possible each day at a time. And I wanted to bring an overview to people's minds that when dealing with mental anxiety, stress, PTSD, it's a combination of reacting to someone else going through it or a combination of reliving your own past traumas. And so I wanted to spend the next hour in each segment to break them down, whether that means referring to episodes that I've done with my guests or my co-host Phyllis with me discussing about certain things, but also to give you a preview of ways that we can manage our mental issues, our anxiety issues, and most of all, try to live with a positive mindset that would do your best to minimize any depression that you have throughout your day. First of all, if you all recall, both Phyllis and I had mentioned a crisis line, 988, that went live in July. So if any of you are reaching out in the time of duress, stress, suicidal ideation, please dial that number and you will be connected live to someone who you can talk with and they can counsel you and give you resources to go towards to help you in preventing the worst case scenario. I mean, we're all here together to try to live our best life, especially after the last 2.5 years, which I believe wholeheartedly everyone did not walk away from that scot-free. We all have some form of trauma. I'm doing this show because of my own experience with trauma. As anyone knows, I have the lifelong illness of epilepsy, which has been maintained and controlled, but I can assure you there have been mind-altering and stress-related consequences of living life with epilepsy. And while it has made me become more empathic and it has made me more aware of other people's illnesses that generate from comorbidities, as they call them, it can be overwhelming to not only analyze it, deal with it, interpret it, try to process solutions for people, but not always are those solutions made fully aware in the patient's mind. So it can be a daunting process to try to bring mental health awareness issues in the forefront, and the risk of getting it reciprocated is like a 50-50 chance. Either people will understand or they won't. And I'm willing to take that chance because I know I'm standing for my objective, which is to help people in my own way live a better quality of life. But what it really takes is anyone who is interested in finding the solutions that are available. It takes someone to have the patience and the mindfulness to listen to what is being said on each episode of Frank About Health and make a determination if there's any value in it to be taken so that improvements can be generated for yourself. So one particular episode that I found very provocative in the through line of all the mental health related shows that I've done is the issue of narcissism. I get asked a lot from family, friends, and even just people on the street who've watched the show, how does anyone really define narcissism? Narcissism in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Psychoanalytic and Psychotherapeutic Illness, indicates that it is a pervasive and insidious personality disorder. If the narcissistic patient was fully aware of it, they could seek actual medical treatment, but most people are not. And as such, they do not get the treatment. And while we all say through conversation, oh, that person's narcissistic, or you call them selfish, or whatever, those are adjectives describing behavior. But to really understand narcissism, you have to kind of pull it out of the box and understand that it is a combination of one's inability to live with trauma. It is a combination of not being empathic or understanding the other individual's point of view to try to balance their perception in order to connect to others. Narcissism is pervasive because it doesn't just mean that the individual is stunted in some way. It also means that the relationships that you either come from or that you're trying to build never fully develop. I just got already 2 minutes till our first break, but I wanted to point out that narcissism I bring as the first segment of this show as the umbrella cause of many of the mental disorders that I'm going to talk about in the next 45 minutes, because the others are like symptoms. But yet, narcissism is a personality disorder, and as such, it has symptoms of its own that manifest into other mental issues. But again, like I said, before we go on our first break, if anyone has mental duress or any concerns, either dial the 988 number or by all means email me at frankrharrison1@gmail.com, and I will try to provide you with resources to look towards. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will come back and talk more about specific mental health episodes I've done, as well as issues to be aware of, right here on talkradio.nyc and on YouTube. So stay tuned.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back. And I'd first like to extend a very big thank you to what's going on behind the scenes. Dylan Nelson, who's helping to produce this show among many others that I've done. I always forget to thank him at the end of this show, but because he's helping me, being that I'm solo, thank you, Dylan, for all the help that you've done over the past 6, 7, 8 months, however it's been. But more importantly, especially today, because I remember to everyone that has heard me once do a solo show on COVID-19, and thankfully it was audio stream only at the time, I think the network had to shut me down because I forgot to unmute myself, and I couldn't even see that I was talking without a mic, and I had sworn then never to do a solo show again. However, when I did my past recap show talking about the lessons learned this past year, it was a successful show that I thought, okay, I'm going to give it the college try again. So that all being said, again, thank you, Dylan. And of course, thank you, Sam, for allowing me to use the Frank About Health platform to also extend some of what you talk about on your show, The Conscious Consultant. As you remember, when we first reconnected, I had told you that I was motivated by things that you'd said in your book, Everyday Awakenings. And I wanted to come back and bring back Frank About Health, not just to talk about epilepsy, but to also talk about the impact that COVID-19 was bringing to all of us at that time. But I guess what we've all been discussing and is now coming to light is that as we have reopened and as people are living their lives again as normal as possible since 2019, we are now faced with a sub-pandemic. Let's just refer to it as that. And that is the corresponding post-traumatic stress that we are all living with. The reactionary anxiety that we have, like, do we wear our mask today or not? I know I myself continue to leave the house every day with my mask on. And when I see everybody else without it, I'm like, oh, I forgot. You know, so I think all of us are still slowly regrouping and rebuilding. But I wanted to make everyone aware of that on this particular episode and by reviewing some of the topics that I've had so that you can also look back at those episodes and try to give yourself some refreshers into how to get readjusted, whether it's in the workplace or whether it's in school or whether it's with your families or whether it's in traveling. I mean, we all have the issues with inflation and other economic circumstances to combat, but still, there's no greater issue that we have to manage than our mental health and our quality of life. So given that, I'd also like to talk about some of the other episodes that I've had and give thanks to those people who have either co-hosted with me or have been my special guests. One such person is Danielle Swanson. She was the individual who spoke with me on my very first show, both in 2016 and in 2021, where we talked about epilepsy and alternative healing methodologies such as cannabis. But epilepsy has always been confused as something beyond a neurological illness. People have thought people were crazy, those suffering from seizures. But the only truth I can make in a statement like that is that while medical technologies and genetic technologies have proven that it is a neurological deficit that can be managed with medication, there is the post results, the post-ictal results of living through a seizure that creates anxiety, that can create paranoia, that can create depression. But it does not mean that the epilepsy patient is the depressed patient. It means these are new side effects or symptoms, comorbidities that they themselves need to be treated with other kinds of care, whether it's other medicines or other doctors. You can also, as we all know, suffer from depression and anxiety without having epilepsy. So I want to create the natural divide there to show that when you're listening about a patient with epilepsy or autism versus a person with depression, there's the neurological patient and the psychological patient, and they are not always the same. Another person is her father, James Swanson. He has been on the show talking with us about healthcare innovations and technologies and genetic testing like CRISPR that has been able to understand that there are ways to manage and control not only these neurological disorders, but also some of the psychological ones. What it means to me, especially as someone like James, who's been able to bring that to light on several episodes, is that we are in control of our mental health. We're just mostly not aware of it. And I'm hoping that this episode in particular will bring information to your awareness that you can take charge and make sure you manage your mindset and always switch it to the positive, no matter how hard it is, especially after years of habitual leaning towards the depressing side. Sally Kalksma, who's been on the show many times, would talk about Debbie Downers. You're not born a Debbie Downer. You learn to become one. And so what hopefully I can give you is nuggets of thought of how to make yourself become aware when you're being a Debbie Downer and bring yourself back into the energy and the healing space, not just for yourself, but for those that are also dealing with challenges that you can communicate effectively through your words, through example, through your own examples of healthcare challenges you've faced. So therefore, when we all gather together in a community of healing, like what Talk Radio NYC does with its various shows that cover different healthcare and business and animal training and animal lovers shows, I mean, we're talking about just creating that talking alternative to have a better mindset into your health and wellness. Now, that reminded me of George Ann Dow, who's been on this show, and she comes from a spiritual and religious approach, being that she has also used that in her psychotherapeutic treatments. But the thing is, it points out that everyone has their own different way of managing their mental health issues. We always want to strive to get the information needed to get our mind to see clearly that is what we're feeling an interpretation, a perception, an illusion, or is it a measure of a real problem that's not being thought out or not being dealt with as clear as possible? As you know, when we do shows together, like with Phyllis, my co-host, she helps me bring in the medical aspects to various disorders that I've talked about. I'm not licensed as an MD or even as a clinical social worker or psychologist, but I have the training and the research experience, and working with someone like Phyllis or even any of the guests that have been on the show with us, I'm able to create the bigger picture to share with all of you out there. We all have to be aware that during the next 4 months in particular, because that's the turnover to 2023, when a lot of pandemic-related legislation and restrictions are slowly being lifted, we're going to enter 2023, hopefully in a new open-minded community, you know, with no restrictions that we've had since March of 2020. But I would say that this gives us a window to make all the preparations ready to be as well-balanced and focused as possible as we go into the new year. Another person I need to thank is Rita Gray. Rita Gray is a dear friend of mine that has stemmed from my experience in the entertainment industry, not to mention her experience in advocating on different healthcare issues for seniors, and also being an advocate for people that are limited with the knowledge of technology or even how to handle their own healthcare management issues. But Rita Gray, she's an individual that just, you know, illuminates the room when she talks and when she also performs on her TikTok series, which is called Retirement House, by the way, or just in general, she is a beacon where she can inspire you to start thinking for yourself. And I'm hopefully going to have her come back in a few weeks, but that's yet to be determined. Catherine Chadwick, who was able to talk about the sunshine quotient, There's not a day that goes by where I don't breathe in the sunlight to help keep my stress levels at a bare minimum, because currently I am dealing with some heavy levels of stress, both personally as well as professionally. But it is because of those techniques that I've learned in doing the show that I am able to regulate, keep focused, and keep to the task. You know, so these are examples that I want to share with all of you to go back and look at these series of shows that I've done and then get yourself aware of how you can manage your health care in the long term, especially in the new year. Eric Sarver, who has a show on Talk Radio NYC, he is employment law today. We had at the beginning of the year talked about a post-COVID world in the workplace. And in fact, there was a blog that I saw recently that I've already introduced to him about having a show on, which we are going to do. We're probably going to do it in a couple weeks. I'm waiting for confirmation on that. But the reason why I'm giving him thanks is because even though he's a lawyer and he's definitely focused on the workplace and the workplace laws that are being changed and adjusted, especially in a hybrid or post-COVID world, he's also coming from a healthcare perspective, if you think about it, because how else can you have empathy for your workers unless you're not thinking of their overall healthcare outside of the office? You know, so those kinds of personalities are what Talk Radio NYC is offering. And I recommend highly you watch his show. Connie Coral, who came in through Phyllis, who talked about Reiki healing. And of course, Sam Leibowitz, who talks about energy healing with his practice, Double Diamond Wellness. Those individuals I continue to get inspired by because it is allowing me to communicate to you guys that it is in our hands how we want to see the world, even when we're sick, or even when we're dealing with challenges that sometimes are thrust upon us by other people. What we have to do is just keep focused day to day to day. And hopefully in the next half hour, after we return from our second break, I will show you some resources that you can turn to as well. Allison Petty, who came last week as a rerun from a show on NLP, will actually be here as well in a few weeks on an updated show. And I want to thank her for last week. We had double the amount of viewers last week than we did when we originally aired. So definitely her techniques are they're helping me, and I'm sure they're helping our viewers out there as well. I mentioned Sally Kalksma earlier. There, I would be remiss if I don't mention her two co-hosts that were on our special two-hour show we did a few weeks ago, Christine Conti and Angelo Gingerelli. They, three of them, are on a mission for all of us to look at our health and wellness as a challenge, as inspiration, as an opportunity. And one of the things that we are all burdened by in being able to overcome resistance and overcome those challenges is fear. And each of them have said in their own way how they've overcome or used it as a catalyst to create courage. You know, so for that reason alone, I have already gotten the alert. We're headed for another break. I want all of you out there to remember the names that I've mentioned as motivators, inspirers, influencers. And of course, as always, me, Frank Harrison, Frank R. Harrison. I hope I've been one as well. So stay tuned as we continue this special episode on mental health awareness right here on talkradio.nyc and on the YouTube channel, the Talking Alternative Broadcasting page. We'll be back in a few.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sarver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. A few other shout-outs I wanted to thank, of course, Phyllis Quinlan for always being here, Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville for being here, Solange Pilizotta, who came on to talk about her son, who's living a very successful life with autism. She's also talked about her living with PTSD and how she's been able to construct a relatively successful life for her and her family. Again, these are influencers and people both in my life as well as have been on the show that are showing that while we all deal with our own mental issues, whatever they may be, we can work with them rather than work against them or feel defeated by them. I guess I should talk about myself. What I do suffer from, and I've been clinically diagnosed, besides epilepsy, is a form of PTSD known as MDD, major depressive disorder. Mine is controlled not through medication. It's actually controlled through some form of talk therapy, which I also engage on this show indirectly. I mean, it's just through the conversing of these issues that I'm able to actually leave in a very calm state of mind. What it does is it brings to awareness what's constantly ruminating in my mind. Now, MDD is not as dangerous or fear-provoking as PTSD, full-blown PTSD, where people are actually taken back to the traumatic event. My MDD manifests in my dreams where stories are told that show that horrible things are happening to me. But I've learned how to interpret them as messages based on things that have happened to me and turn them around as answers to questions that may be related to my family life or my personal, my professional life. Or I've been able to construct them into narratives that have been able to enabled me to live a very productive life to this point, especially during the COVID pandemic. Now, MDD sometimes can be considered, and I think Sally once said this on one of our shows together, as a blessing. Although she was told that her cancer was a blessing, where she and I are both correct is that when you look at your illness, mental or physical illness, as a blessing, you've already set the stage for your own mind to look at the challenge, accept it, and then work with it and combat the challenges to make things happen even better for yourself than they would have happened if you were already living with 100% great health. And of course, I'm not saying you want to be unhealthy in order to live a very successful life. But what I'm saying is it adds to the challenge, and there are challenges that are met or roadblocks to meeting your goals when faced with illness. But if you put your energy and mindfulness into looking at that as an ingredient in your end goal, you could accept it, work with it, and maintain the best quality of life possible. It's not a guarantee, but it takes continued vigilance and focus and commitment to look at every fear-provoking thought and issue and situation as, okay, now how do I fight this and how do I make this happen and work for me rather than against me? The other thing I wanted to show was I mentioned earlier Eric Sarver and the Employment Law Today show. I have here the blog that we're going to talk about, but I wanted to read a quote from it. So I'm going to flip the screen here for a second and show you what the blog says. Okay, there it is. How to implement mental health awareness in a remote or hybrid workplace. Stress and anxiety are unfortunately a part of your employees' lives, but when these feelings become chronic or overwhelming, they can have a huge effect on their physical and mental health. And then it talks about COVID-19 and what it has done statistically to a lot of employees and adults. But I think one of the things that we're going to talk more on a later show is about mental health awareness programs, as the quote says, do not need to be limited to in-person work environments. In fact, mental health awareness may be even more important in a remote workplace where employees often feel more isolated. So we're going to be talking about how to create a culture of awareness around mental health in remote or hybrid workplace. And that is something that everyone can now understand if they've heard about Zoom fatigue. I mean, can you imagine the students, our children, that had to go to school for a year? Oh, I just got a question. Some people feel that they are beaten down over and over again, so they avoid seeking help. But sometimes you need to seek help so that someone else can fight with you and for you. Absolutely. The thing is that we all need advocates. Now, all of us have doctors and sometimes therapists and other kinds of medical professionals that help us with our issues, but they're not always coming from an advocacy approach, especially when you're one of who knows how many patients they see in a given day, a given week, a given month. That's why it's very important to have a very good support system with family and good friends that are empathic and understand whatever issues you're dealing with and can really spend the time to talk with you. And if you don't have that, and a lot of people during COVID-19 were not able to have that, that's what Talking Alternative Broadcasting has been able to do, especially on here on Frank About Health, as well as on the Conscious Consultant Hour. And, you know, there are other shows during the week that, like I mentioned, Eric Sarver's show. I also mentioned Pals by Tommy D, and I know Valerie is on it as well. They continue to have animal advocacy programs involved. So when people feel that they are beaten down, I know the tendency is to just kind of give up or just escape even looking. That's the wrong time to think that way. Whenever anybody is feeling beaten down by their restrictions or limitations that are sometimes imposed upon them by others or other environments, that's the time to reach out. And I gave earlier the 988 number, but I also mentioned, you know, send me an email, frankrharrison1@gmail.com. In fact, before the show ends, I will show you other aspects of how you can reach out to me, and I could be a sounding board. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that anyone has while the show is not on air. And again, I also have archived all my previous shows on my website, so you can all watch them again. And I know Talk Radio NYC continues to encore them as well. But Frank About Health was designed as a platform to provide to you, the listener and viewer out there, a sounding board, especially if you don't feel that you have one. So I'm hoping that this episode is making that more clear. I mean, I've been on the air over a year now, but I want to be able to make sure that everyone out there who's watching today knows they can continue to reach out even if I am not on air at the time. Back to the blog that I showed, the whole workplace culture issue is, I'm sure, something that Eric Sarver can chime in on, and we will definitely devote an episode on that blog, among other related issues. What else can I tell you? I think you're going to find it very interesting. Both Phyllis and I have been looking for a show on addiction. We found someone, Judy Mandel, who wrote the book White Flag, New York Times bestseller, actually. She will be on the show in 2 weeks. And we're going to hear about her story. Not her, but it was her, I think it was her niece that suffered from addiction. It was a family member. And it was an understanding of generational trauma that led to the addiction that occurred with her niece. It is a very interesting book to read. I don't want to give any more than I need to, because that is going to be a dedicated show about the book and about the whole story involving Judy Mantel family member. But the reason why I bring that up is because addiction is a symptom of mental problems, mental anxieties, mental depression, trauma, unresolved trauma, the inability to talk about it or express it, and ruminating over it that leads people to try to find escape routes when they don't have the resources or the availability to be mindful of what it is that they're going towards. Sometimes people use through alcohol or drug addiction, or like we've had not oxycodone, what is a opioid crisis in our nation. I don't know if it was elevated during the COVID-19 pandemic, but when people choose to turn to substance abuse or they get addicted to substances, that is in itself an illness in itself. Addiction is an illness, but one can infer that it generated from emotional trauma or some kind of unresolved mental health issue. And so I look forward to having that guest, and that guest will be interviewed by me and Phyllis Quinlan. And like I said, one of the aspects of the show, especially during these next 3 to 4 months, is to bring mental health awareness into the forefront as we prepare for 2023. You know, and I guess I'm pivoting the show to be focused on the future. We know we can only talk about COVID so much, and I have had repeated shows on specific illnesses, but again, the whole aspect is to be mindful of how to work with them, not feel that, you know, you're blocked by it and therefore will not find the solution. So I also wanted to show you all some other information, which I'm going to share the screen again. And that is the blog that I have posted on talkradio.nyc. A lot of them summarize episodes that have been on the show over the past year. But if you go to this link, well, actually, if you go to talkradio.nyc and click on the blog link, you'll see that I have 4 blogs there. And the most recent is called The Future is Healthy. That was posted 3 weeks ago. That's giving pretty much a review or a preview of how I'm going to be communicating on future episodes of this show, where each of our guests that come on will be talking about various mental health issues, like I mentioned earlier, the addiction issue. But we're going to be showing ways of changing your mind about it, how to resolve or live a healthier life with whatever those problems are. So I would say definitely go ahead and check those blogs. And if you have any questions, you can then go into my page, which is frankrharrison.com. And you'll see that I have a blog link as well, which is a direct copy of what I've posted on talkradio.nyc. But there's also a contact page, which is a redirect to my email, frankrharrison1@gmail.com. You put your name, your email address, and a message to me. I think you have to do this verification here and submit, and I will get it within seconds and respond pretty much just as fast. And I am definitely available, not 24/7, but I am available, especially during waking hours. All right, we have a minute till break. So when I return, we're going to go ahead and talk about the future of the next coming episodes of Frank About Health. So stay tuned right here on talkradio.nyc and on our Talking Alternative Broadcasting YouTube channel.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the final segment of this episode of Frank About Health. I want to thank all of you this past year for continuing to watch the show and to give me your comments on Facebook, on LinkedIn, as well as on YouTube. I've received several emails from you over the past few months, especially over the summer, where you highlighted some of the shows that really had our most successful viewers. Of course, a lot of them couldn't have been possible without my co-host, Phyllis Quinlan, especially when we talked about the sensitive topic of diabetes type 1 with Peggy Pellizzari. And she was a perfect example of a woman that took her challenge and turned it into a talent at the, if you all remember that show, she was doing belly dancing towards the end of it. And just in general, I've just watched this show become a platform that is going to manifest into a higher level over the coming months. But I want very much for all of you to be on the road with me and Phyllis as we pivot the show in that direction. Mental health is very important for all of us to be mindful of. Not all of us have the full keen awareness of what our issues are. If we're going under treatment with a therapist or a psychiatrist, that helps. And especially if you have a good support system at home or in the workplace even, you're able to bring awareness and more insight into it. A lot of your own reflection, sometimes by blogging, sometimes by doing a podcast, sometimes by writing a book, sometimes by just really being thoughtful about why you feel the way you do. Is it an illness that's affecting you? Is it a situation? Is it a relationship problem? The point is that it's up to us to own whatever the circumstance is and to manage it. I mean, I just got a little hint, a nod from someone saying, expression is a great tool to learn more about yourself, really. You know, sometimes creative expression, sometimes artistic expression, expression through communication. I've always been told by many people, professionals as well as friends of mine, that I'm an excellent communicator and excellent writer. Now, I never really thought so because I never anticipated writing in my career. But I notice that psychologically, when I do communicate and I use the words as effectively as possible without trying to say the wrong thing at the wrong time, not perfect, so sometimes that may happen. But when I do communicate, I notice a calm that goes through me. I even feel my brain is so focused. I don't know, maybe that's part of my viewing habits too. I've spoken on this show several times about two particular shows, MASH and Grey's Anatomy. And when I watch those shows, even if I binge watch them or watch the reruns, it's not necessarily the content I'm looking for because I've seen it already. It's the way the writing has been assembled, the history that has gone on into the storyline. Sometimes, especially on Grey's Anatomy, we're talking about a 19-year-old show now that has really been true to its legacy, has continuity. And I like to communicate with continuity. That's why sometimes you've seen me come back and do retrospective shows. I want everybody to be reminded of shows that were on even a year ago. But I want also people to be aware of what's coming up in the future. Now, next Thursday, which is the 15th of September, I have the honor of Jenny Swanson being on this show. She's going to talk about equine therapy using horses with various farms that she's worked with in Florida and I think even out on the West Coast to help with children and their various issues that they face and traumas and things like that. She's going to become a PhD in social work And I think if any of you tuned into the show that I did with her father, James Swanson, a few weeks ago, we had spent 15 minutes talking about her and pretty much saying, please have her come on the show. And I literally, before we went on air tonight, I spoke to her for about half an hour, and she's looking forward to talk about her work with children, her work with horses, her social work experience, and especially advocate for mental health issues that affect us all. But in her case, her target of patients, clients, are children and their families. So we're going to take a look at that on the 15th. On the 22nd, we're going to have the show on addiction that I mentioned earlier. And I think this book goes on sale around that time. But if you can find it on Amazon.com, by all means, I would highly recommend it. At the same time, on the 29th, which is the following Thursday after that, I am working with Eric Sarver to have him come on the show to talk about hybrid workplaces in a post-pandemic world. And I'm also thinking of Allison Petty coming back. So that might be either a combination show or a two-hour show. I have yet to figure that out. Phyllis Quinlan will be with me on all three of those shows. And that's just the beginning. I do have other shows in mind that are mental health focused. If there's any future reference to things like epilepsy and cancer and diabetes and COVID and whatever, they will be talking points. I'm not certain that I'm at the point where I can bring up those illnesses or those conditions as shows onto themselves, because we've already done that. And at the same time, while I've had a lot of positive feedback on it, I want to not just provide the issue and bring it into the forefront, but I want to provide the solution. I want to provide the awareness. I want to provide your options. I want to provide you with your own choices to make. You know, whether my information and the information of my guest is not relevant to you, that again is a choice, and it's a healthy choice. But if it is also of high value that you can share with people amongst your family, friends, colleagues, whomever, then at least I've done my part by helping my own mental health by sharing with my community, which is you, the audience. What else can I tell you? I'm doing a shout out right there to Tommy D and Valerie Heffron. I want you to interview when you see, I hope you see the show next week with Jenny Swanson, but she has a lot to say on the Professional Animal Lovers show. And, this is our way of finally working together after a year on the same network. But, basically I'm just putting it out there. What else can I say? I want to make sure I thanked everybody that I intended to. So if I originally left a name out, now I'm going to correct it. I'm thanking Danielle Swanson, James Swanson, Retha Gray, Allison Petty, Solange Pilizota, Catherine Chadwick, Phyllis Quinlan, Sam Leibowitz, Eric Sarver, Connie Coral, Dorothy Martin-Neville, Sally Kalksma, Christine Conti, Angelo Gingerelli. And there's so many other. Oh, I also mentioned Georgianne Dow. I mean, there is no way that Frank About Health could have lasted this long without the contributions of all these people. I know I left people's names out, but believe me, there are ways for all of you out there to see those shows. And in fact, that's the last thing I'm going to share with you this evening. And that is my actual website. And here it is. I did already share it in terms of how to contact me, but what I'm sharing now is my Vimeo page. This is on my website, frankrharrison.com. But if you go to the Vimeo page, you will see an archive list of shows that went from last year through the early part of March of this year. The rest of them are housed by Talk Radio NYC. But at a later date, you will be able to get all of these shows to review and get your information that I've tried to share with you. Here is our narcissism show, by the way, over here. And then over here, you see James Swanson with Phyllis, Allison Petty over here. We have our show on diabetes type 2 over here. Mental health and employment law, which was a crossover episode with Eric Sarver. And of course, at the time in January, when we were at the heat of the Omicron virus, I don't think I'll be re-airing that show because we're now in a new position. We're now in a new day of just being able to come back to a new normal. But those of you out there who are looking for your boosters, they are available this week at pharmacies. And I know I get my booster at NYU Langone Health Systems. I'm waiting for my appointment to be scheduled. But this is for those with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. They are going to help you protection with your BA4, BA5 Omicron variants. And they are indicating that this might be an annual event starting with this coming shot. All right, we are at 2 minutes to end. I want to thank all of you out there for listening to me, myself, and I. I think I was more productive than I was a year ago with that COVID show. May have rambled a bit, but I did my due diligence in bringing up the awareness and resources for all of you to really explore solutions. If you're in a crisis, dial the 988 number. I was showing you where you can get more information on my Vimeo channel, as well as on talkradio.nyc and its YouTube channel. I mentioned all the thanks to various guests that are coming back again, especially Phyllis, my co-host. And again, thank you to Dylan, and thank you to Sam for always being there and helping me retool the show as best as possible. And I guess on that note, I will see you all next week with Jenny Swanson and Phyllis Quinlan as we look at various sources of help for children, including equine therapy. And stay tuned for two shows tomorrow on talkradio.nyc, and they are always Friday with Stephen Fry and Philanthropy in Focus with Tommy D. And we'll see you all next week. All right, take care, and I'm signing off right now.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.